is Arkansas Works in jeopardy? Governor Asa Hutchinson's final answer is no. This is the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. On Tuesday, Governor Hutchinson met with reporters in Little Rock, and one of the topics on the table was health care. He sought to lay aside the fears that President Donald Trump's decision last week to end federal cost-sharing reduction payments to insurance carriers would hurt the more than 300,000 individuals who receive health care under the state's popular Arkansas Works program. The informal press conference at the state capitol came less than a month after Hutchinson held a similar meeting to announce he was putting his full support behind the Graham-Cassidy bill to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act passed by former President Barack Obama. But after that bill failed to gain support in the U.S. Senate, President Trump was compelled to sign an executive order 1 week ago, saying he would increase health care choice and competition by halting cost-sharing subsidies in the individual marketplace under the ACA, informally known as Obamacare. The governor emphasized to reporters that Arkansas Works will not be impacted by Trump's executive order. He said he studied the issue over the weekend, and the cost reduction to the cost-sharing payments will not adversely impact Arkansas Works. Wesley Brown has much more on the governor's question and answer session with reporters in a story online. You can find it at our sister website, talkbusiness.net. This is the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Last month, Colliers International Arkansas, the state's largest commercial real estate and property management firm, announced a merger with Irwin Partners, a full-service commercial and investment real estate firm. Both companies are based in Little Rock but have second offices in Northwest Arkansas, Colliers International in Rogers and Irwin Partners in Fayetteville. The deal became official October 2nd, and 9 Irwin Partners employees joined Colliers International's workforce of 96. Steve Lane has worked in Northwest Arkansas for 25 years and is the managing director of Colliers International's office in Rogers. I had a chance to sit down with him recently to discuss the merger. Steve is known as a retail specialist within the commercial real estate industry, so I also asked his opinion of Walmart's announcement of a new headquarters in Bentonville, as well as the ongoing chess match between online and brick-and-mortar retailers. Steve, a couple of weeks ago, the acquisition was announced between your company and Irwin Partners, Little Rock-based company, like Colliers, but with a Northwest Arkansas presence. What is the benefit of that, and how will that impact your company? How does that make you better?
So I think overall, statewide, it was a real good fit for us with the people, with the culture, relationships they were bringing to the table. So all those things were a great fit. In Northwest Arkansas, we're bringing over Tom Reed, Reed & Associates, primarily an appraiser, but Tom is just a great guy, great relationships. His daughter Katie manages the steel building for us. And then Matt Brown, of course, just another great fit from a people standpoint, and he works with the George family portfolio.
This has been my favorite question to ask, as you can imagine, the last month or so. Give me your reaction to the announcement by Walmart that they would be building and investing in a new headquarters in Bentonville. Given your background with Walmart and your long background in the commercial real estate industry in this market, how important is that going to be for this region over the next 8 to 10 years?
So, wow, that was big. I think even those of us that have been in the business around here for a long time, I think it's hard to gauge the magnitude of what that's going to mean for the area. But, you know, I've worked with people from inside of Arkansas, a lot of outside of the state investors. It seems like a big question has consistently been, what would happen if Walmart moves away? Which for those of us who have been here for 25 years, seems a little silly, but it's a real question to them. So for now, for that question to be answered, is just really huge, great statement that Walmart's made to the market. And I'm not sure, you know, Paul, that anybody really knows what that means for 10 or 15 years in the future, but it's going to be good for all of us.
Right. The announcement was so big, and it just led to so many immediate questions of what's going to happen to the home office and when are they going to build and all that stuff. So I think because of the long-term nature, certainly you're right, plenty of time to answer those questions. Also want to get your take on, you know, the retail industry as it relates to the commercial real estate industry. I mean, you've kind of been known as a retail specialist in your career. here in this market. What's your opinion of the chess match between, you know, online retailers versus brick and mortar retail? Is there a noticeable impact in your world and what you see and do every day?
Well, I think, you know, from a kind of global standpoint, the big box retail world is certainly changing. Shopping centers are getting smaller. There's a different tenant mix. There's a lot of different retailers, smaller groceries, fitness centers. The pets guys seem to be flourishing for some reason. But I think those retailers that can adapt and still provide what the customers want will have success. They talk about omni-channel. I think you've got to have a digital online presence. But if you can provide a good bricks and mortar experience, then you're going to be successful as well. But it's certainly changing.
All right, Steve, always a pleasure. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That's Steve Lane. He is the managing director of the Northwest Arkansas Office of Commercial Real Estate Brokerage, Colliers International. I'll have a story on Lane in the upcoming issue of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal. It's due out October 30th, so be on the lookout for that. After the break, a look inside the C-suite. Details after this word from our sponsors.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. And OneCom. OneCom, providing voice and data solutions that adapt to today's demand with tomorrow's technology. Communication tools that integrate mobility with the desktop and merge wired networks with the wireless technology. More at one-comm.com or 479-715-8800.
Northwest Arkansas has its share of strong corporate leaders, and for the third consecutive year, we have recognized 10 of them with our C-Suite Award. The honor acknowledges regional business leaders for their contribution and commitment to the community and their exceptional professional performance. You can find profiles of this year's class in the current issue of the Business Journal. Just go to nwabusinessjournal.com, and you can check out the digital version for free. And that's all the time we have today for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Be sure to bookmark our website to keep up with our daily reporting of regional and state business and political news. You can also keep up with us on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.